Okay, good morning. We are continuing with the Shulchan Aruch, Yeradeya Samech Zayin Seif Hey. But before we continue, we do need to review a few things from yesterday. So I'll just go back one Seif before, and that is where we spoke about Nitzar Hardam. So Seif Dalet was all about Nitzar Hardam. You get a bruising or some kind of a hematoma, and the meat now becomes darker. Okay, so what is this? So I will just point out this. I will leave this halacha as a little bit of a question because it is an unclear halacha, depending on who you ask. A little bit of a machloket in the achronim, and not so clear lemaisa how to deal with it. Asking around, I see it's definitely not so clear. I'll just point out that when the Rama writes to remove a piece of meat, I agree with Rav Kagan, it's probably only referring to the neck. The halacha is, if you have a bruising and the meat has chicken, beef, doesn't matter, has it the bruising in the meat, the only thing you need to do is just make a slice so that the blood can now ooze out from there, and you can, you know, you put salt in there, or you let it do its sleep. What exactly is it when you, if you come home and you see bruising there? So I would just say ask your Rav. There's different opinions. Many Rabbanim are not so clear. And I'll share. Rav Einar showed me Darkei Tshuva, where he says, if it's just pure coloring, it's not a problem. A little difficult to read it in the words, but he writes, if it's just pure coloring, it's not an issue. There has to be some amashut of collected blood in there. If you have, you know, a blotch of congealed blood, that's for sure you have to cut away completely. That's not a question. Nitzar Adam is a case of the muscle has extra blood in there, and it's something along those lines. I asked Rav Davidovich what to do Lamaisa. He just said, all you need to do is if you see, first of all, everyone says for sure it's not brown a color. Rav Davidovich says if it's just plain red, it's not even an issue. It's only if it's bluish or black. You have a blotch. The muscle has that color to it. So then all you do is you just make a little slice through it, and you don't even have to do anything else. Lamaisa, that's what he writes. I guess part of, and then you can cook it. Part of it, I guess, depends on understanding the halacha, how you define the case of nitzar adam. Also, it's interesting to point out, dam, when we say it's a lav, is if you drink raw blood. Once it's cooked, so dam shabishlo, it's a machlokas and rishonim, but lamaisa, most hold, and I think that's the general accepted halacha, according to everyone, that it's only midarabanan. So anyways, so I think we'll leave that part like that. I don't have 100% clarity, but okay. We spoke about human blood. So again, it could be, for example, you can look at the Aruch HaShulchan. It could be that the Ari Shonim who understand it has a din of Darabanan, once the blood leaves the body, more than Marasayin, but it's clear that that's the halacha, that the only problem of human blood is Marasayin. Shulchan Aruch, Nosei Kelim. Okay, so what does that mean if a person is bleeding from their, so we said from their gums, it's not a problem as long as it stays in your mouth. Once you see it on a separate object, like your food, so that we saw it's a problem, you have to cut away so you don't see yourself eating blood, because we're afraid that someone might think that that's blood from an animal. Okay? All right, Maris Ayin's, and you're afraid someone might think you're doing this to Daraisa. Now, what happens if your finger is bleeding, part of your body is bleeding? So, the Kaf HaChaim, others, Aruch HaShulchan, they all point out, Ben Ish Chai, the slew of poskim, you're allowed to suck on your bleeding finger, Lechatchila. No problem whatsoever, because the whole issue is Marasayin, and everyone sees the blood pumping out or coming out from your finger. It's it's no different than having a scale attached next to your glass. Doesn't matter if it's inside or outside, as long as you have a scale by your blood of dung of a fish, that's not a problem because it doesn't come from an animal. So to here, you see it oozing out. Let's say it's oozing all the way down your finger, a few inches or centimeters away. So I guess it depends who you ask. How far do you take it? I think it's a little obvious where it's coming from, but some are like, well, it's farther away. Okay. The Ben Ish Chai writes, and I think everybody would agree, that, again, it depends on how far removed. But he says, let's say you're completely done bleeding. And now there's no blood pumping out of your finger anymore. There's nothing oozing. And then, but your fingers still have blood on them. Even the same finger still has blood on it. So then he says, now it's a problem. Because now it's separate from the wound. There's still an issue because your finger could have, just like the piece of bread, the finger could have been dipped into animal blood. So once it's no longer on, again, how far in the Matthias, whatever, but the issue is Marasayin. So, all right, and if it's from one finger to another finger, I think, I don't know, I'm not going to say, but it depends who you ask. Even while it's still bleeding, there'll be different opinions on that matter. Okay. Let's see. Seeing little specks on your meat, a little from the veins, that's not a problem. When you buy it from the store, you see little purple specks here and there, that's not an issue. Oh, Sarar Adam happens when it's still alive. That's the Matthias, because it's a bleeder. And blood only bleeds when it's alive. Now, how much do you cut it? If you have to cut Nitzar Adam, so generally the halacha is one simple slice is enough just to open it up so that it can ooze out. But again, if you're seeing like a goosh of just blood, then remove all of that away. But Madanei Shulchan says it's good to make at least Sheti ve'erev or a couple more cuts to be yotze other Rishonim, but that's not Mi'ikar Adin. The Shulchan Aruch says if it's the real case of Nitzar Hadam and you want to eat it raw, you certainly have to salt it. And Pashtus, even if you want to cook it. But I'm just pointing out to you that it seems like understanding the halacha and dealing with dam shebishel midarabanan, it seems like the minag is to be a little bit more mekel than a straight read of the Shulchan Aruch. So you can ask your Rav how to deal with that. I think that will. Anything else I needed to add? Right. Just if you're interested, Rabbi Kiva Eger is the one who says it doesn't matter. If the scales is on the inside or outside, it doesn't have to be in the item. It could be, you can have a sign and saying this is fish blood. Like when you go to the store, the carton says almond milk. It's not a problem anymore. Just make sure that bottle of almond milk is right next to your meat that looks dairy. Or a cheeseburger, right? It should be the same idea as long as you have it... I don't know, ask your Rav exactly how you want to make your signs, but okay. And besides, nowadays people know that it's not less of an issue of Mara sign. Anyways. Aser? Okay, right. So the imitation cheese and bacon bits. You say most are Makel in America, most are Machmer in Israel. Okay. Okay. Good. One last thing. The whole issue of Maris Ayin is on real blood. You don't have to worry about drinking a glass of wine. Doesn't matter how much wine looks like blood. Everyone agrees there's no Maris, there's no Gzera and Maris Ayin on blood. You know, taking food coloring, there's no Gzera Maris Ayin on anything that's not blood. And the halacha should apply whether it's indoors or outdoors, whether you're in public or private. Right? That's either it's a din derabanan or it's generally b'chadrei chadarim is aser. But not everyone says that, but I think kimat everyone. Okay, let's continue on hey. Basar shalom nimlach v'natnu b'chometz. Okay, so real short background. We learned how to kosher meat. If you want to eat it, we learned we were introduced to Melicha, and we were introduced to Tzli. Any other ways to kasha your meat? So there are two other ways in the Gemara to kasha your meat. So we learned, what does Melicha and Tzli do? It pulls out the blood that's going to move around, and anything else we assume is not going to move out anymore, and there's something, and that's halacha. You're allowed to eat whatever's left. Chalita. So you can boil your meat in boiling hot water, and what is that? Doesn't draw out any blood, but what does it do? It stops the blood from moving. It makes it so that it doesn't move, and we learned that dam evarim shelo piresh, that doesn't move around or come out of the muscle, is 100% mutter. So what it physically does is it holds it in, it seals it in, and therefore it's when you dip it in boiling hot water. We're going to see the minhag is not to rely on it. And the other way, it does the same process of kashering your meat. Again, it does not pull out your blood, but you can do this in vinegar. If you soak your meat in vinegar, it also holds all the blood in there, and therefore no blood will come out. At least halachically, no blood will come out anymore, and then you're free to eat it raw or cook it even. Okay.
Schita doesn't work.
Schita. No, wringing out the... No, that won't help you.
Same thing will work with sugar. Can you use sugar?
So the halacha, you're going to see clearly is you cannot use sugar. Clearly you can, halachically, sugar doesn't work to pull it out. That's clear. And lamaisa, we hold you do not rely on chalita to soak it in boiling hot water or chometz or vinegar. Don't do it because then depending on the situation, it can create some other issues. So, well, I'm going to clarify that. Let's read it inside and then we'll clarify. If you have meat and it wasn't salted and you put it in vinegar, you wanted to marinate perhaps. Again, marinating, there's other ingredients in there, so that complicates the issue. But you want to put it in chometz. Again, you might think it might help to tenderize your meat, which some say, and some say it might make it worse, or don't over tenderize it. Okay. Or it might affect the flavor if you're going to roast it. So whatever. So what we have as vinegar is not clear. Therefore, the poskim say, do not do vinegar. Just jump to the chase, whatever, you just brought it up. You're not allowed to do any koshering process with vinegar or chalita. We say we're not bakin, we don't know how long. Once you put the first piece of meat a second in, then it cools down. We don't know, it's not as complicated. Chometz is more complicated. What is the vinegar that does it? It could be our vinegar is worse or better. You can see different Nosei Kelim or Poskim to discuss it. I will say an interesting tshuva, okay? Whether I understand the Metzias or not, but this is very interesting. I saw this in Yalkut Yosef. I'm not sure if it's in Yabi Omer or not. But he says, what if a person wants to eat meat, but he has an issue? He's supposed to eat meat. His doctor tells him he needs to eat meat, but he can't have any salt. And even salting the meat is going to be a problem for his diet. So I'm not getting into the metzias, but just an interesting shaila. So he says, lachatchila, this person should do chalita and boiling hot water, and then he can go ahead and cook with it. No salting, no roasting, just chalita, because enam bikin is for healthy people, not for such, that's, it's a minhag not to do. The cases he wants to cook it. I'm just sharing with you that he holds it's mutter lechatchila for him. Right? It's a chumrah. The truth is, really, chalita shouldn't be that complicated. It's as it's boiling on the flame. You can't get any more than that, and you just drop in the meat. I'm not sure how much of a bucket you need to be, but the minhag, as we say, einam bikin. We don't want to have issues. It won't be done right. No, you just dip it in and take it out.
It's a blanch. You're dropping it in. It'll take 6 seconds or 10 seconds, and you're pulling it out. It's called blanching.
Blanching. Okay. Thank you. So that's mutter for some people. All right. Basar shalom yotam yadim v'chometz. See, now this case is vinegar. Kedei lehatzmit damo b'tocho. So now it depends. Right? We said what the purpose is. To hold the blood inside. Im nitadema basar. So now this is interesting. It depends. Normally, the color of the meat doesn't change. And that's what you want. But sometimes the meat, before and after putting it in vinegar, will make the color of the meat more red. I don't know, purple, red, I don't know. Zo siman shene'ekar adam imkomo. And then it's a siman that the blood actually did move inside the meat. It turns it into dam shapiresh. V'chometz aser v'gam abaser aser lo'ochlo chai. And what happens now is now the vinegar itself ended up drawing out blood, even if you don't see it. Now the meat is, the vinegar is aser, and the meat's aser, lo'ochlo chai, v'ein lo heter, and there's nothing to do, ela bitzli, and there's no way to eat it unless you roast it, because even you could do tzli after chometz, v'im l'kadeira, or the other option, it's not only tzli, you want to cook it, fine, then b'tzarich chaticha umelicha, then you have to cut a slit into the outside of the meat, so that the melicha now can penetrate, because the vinegar might actually seal the outside, and now to make it worse, and it also moved the blood, so now you have to cut to get the salt inside of you. But if the meat looks the same before and after the vinegar, as then the chometz is mutter, then we say no blood got came out, so the chometz is the same chometz, that's mutter, and now you can eat the meat even raw. Vav. Well, raw. Yeah, but I'm saying even raw. It's kol shekein, you can do tzli and melicha. And then,
if you want to cook it, you have to do melicha.
If you want to cook it, well, everyone says you have to do it. Well, okay, there is one opinion. We don't paskin like that. Maybe the Marsha, the Bach, that says once you do melicha, once you do vinegar, then there's no option to do Malicha, the only option is to do tzli. The Bach says that. But the Shach brings it down and says that's not the halacha. Okay, Vav. Chomet shenatnu babasar pa'amachas latzmito. Now, you want to just, I was about to say a certain nationality, I won't do that. But if you want to be a little bit on the frugal side, and you want to reuse the same vinegar again and again, recycle it. So then, chomet shenatnu babasar pa'amachas latzmito. You can only use the same vinegar once, and then it loses its potency. Got weak. But if you didn't use it yet, then it's fine. You don't have to use the strong vinegar. You can use your less strong vinegar. In Chazal, they were less particular. But again, we don't know what their starting point was, what kind of vinegar they were using to begin with. When they say strong, this is the type of chalita, correct. It's two types of chalita. Aga, yesh omim bezman hazeh, ein bakin b'chalita, we don't do chalita. Now, the asr letzameit b'chomitz, asr to use vinegar, v'chein noegim tis eno she'ein matzmitim basar b'chomitz kodem melicha. And he says the minhag in Europe is not to, when you're doing melicha, you shouldn't even do vinegar first. That's the clear. That's for Ashkenazim. That's the minhag, not to do vinegar first, because either a chashash, then you won't do melicha, or to be choshesh for the opinion of the Bach. That's the. I know the Bach came after the Ramah, but the idea existed before the Bach. So anyway, so that's the issue of. So there's a chumra of the Ramah in Europe not to do vinegar and then do melicha. First you do melicha and you're good to go. You see from the Bach, you see from Nosekele, you see from the words here. I don't believe there's a problem. I'm not saying it's recommended. I don't believe there's any problem to do a little soaking in vinegar and then do tzli. Right? That we see is from the Shulchan Aruch Matra Lechatchila. There's only this chumra, and the Bach says beferush. It's a problem by melicha, not by tzli, but I'm sure someone will say there, and I don't think there is such a minhag against it, but okay.
The words
At all. All right. So there you go. So I'll leave that open. And that ve'ein l'shanos, and you shouldn't change. U'mikol makom b'di'eved mutter. But certainly the halacha is clear. B'di'eved, it doesn't matter if you do vinegar first. It doesn't matter. You can still do chaticha and melicha, or you can still do sli. And let's see. Did that answer that one? Yeah. Fine. Do we start the next halacha? We'll stop. Okay. We're done. We'll continue tomorrow.